you very, very much. Thank you very, very much. Appreciate it very much. You know, thank you very, very much. I am most happy to be here this afternoon, and I appreciate the politeness and kind reception of these young men over here. They're being properly raised, I'm sure. I've come here to ask you to vote for the Democratic ticket, for president and for vice president, and for the Senate and the Congress. The Democratic Party in Connecticut is putting up some of the finest men I have ever seen as candidates for the Congress. Your present senator, Bill Benton, is a very able person. He's done you a good job in the United States Senate. And your candidate for senator is an able congressman, Abe Ribicoff, who's replacing your other great senator, Brian McMahon. You have a candidate for Congress in Joe Lyford, who's a wonderful fellow. And I'm sure that Stanley Pribison will make you a good congressman at large. Now, presidential candidate is the finest new leader to come along since Franklin Roosevelt in 1932. You know, the President of the United States has to make some of the most important decisions. Decisions that can make the difference between prosperity or depression. The difference between peace or war. He is a man who has to decide about the use of the atomic bomb. With Adlai Stevenson in the White House, you will have a president who thinks always of what is best for all of us and the whole country. He's learned a great deal about civil government in Washington at the United Nations and as governor of a great state. And he won't have to take the word of any rich man's lobbyist or any old guard senator about what is good for the American people. I could talk to the people of Norwalk without a... I could not talk to the people of Norwalk without a word of tribute to your great son, Brian McMahon. He was an outstanding senator. His loss will be felt not only among you people here in Connecticut, but by all Americans. And by the ordinary people all over the world. All of you remember the great fight Brian McMahon waged to take the Atomic Energy Commission out of the hands of the military and put it under civilian control. He won that fight, and thanks to his victory, we've made amazing progress in the development of our atomic power. And we've made it safely and without entrusting that awful power to military men untrained in the arts of peace. Yet here it is, only 2 months since Brian's death, and we're being asked to turn the power back to the generals. The American people, through their Congress, said in 1946 that they don't want the power in military hands. They want it under firm civilian control, in line with the American tradition that military men take orders from the people and not the other way around. I don't think we're ready to reverse that decision or that tradition in this election. Senator McMahon had another vision. He knew what was needed to build a lasting peace in the world. Brian McMahon was no timid politician who was willing to compromise his own ideas for the sake of gaining votes. He spoke out boldly and clearly. He urged us to extend the helping hand of friendship and support to all the free peoples of the world. He didn't dodge the fact that this might be expensive. He was willing to pay the price, and he didn't duck to issue when elections came around. Now contrast this vision and his statesmanship with the brand of pussyfooting and confusion that's coming from the Republican camp. Since the Republican candidate made his great surrender to Taft and Jenner and McCarthy, he's turned his back on all the things he stood for when he was Army Chief of Staff and Commander of NATO forces in Europe. He's adopted the old Republican line about slashing military spending and aid to our allies. That means that he has endorsed the stand of the old guard Republicans. These are the men who voted for weakening our defenses in 1941 before Pearl Harbor. They voted to weaken our security in 1949 and 1950 before Korea. And just this year, they voted to cut deeply and painfully into NATO program their candidate used to command. I've said before that I made a mistake about the Republican candidate. I once thought he believed in the things we were all working for, but he has shown in this campaign that he didn't believe in them very deeply. He did not believe in them enough to stand up for them against the pressure of the worst isolationist old guard elements in his own party. Now remember that. Remember that. Be sure you remember that, because if you don't remember it, you'll put yourselves in a position that you'll wish you were not in less than 1 year. All you need to do is to go home and think about the issues that are before this great country. If you'll do that, if you'll study them, if you'll study your own interests, if you'll study the welfare of the nation, if you'll study the welfare of the free world, you'll find that the only thing that's left for you to do is to send Adlai Stevenson to the White House, and then the country will be safe for another 4 years.